Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 191. Today in this episode, we will learn about te hajimete, which means not only, only after. Now let's go. Te form plus hajimete. This means not only, only after. Hajimete literally means first time. So this pattern basically expresses after doing A, for the first time, I did B. This is an expression that says something that you have never done before and that you have learned or noticed for the first time. For example, I had sushi for the first time after coming to Japan. Come to Japan is 日本に来ます. Te form plus 初めて is 日本に来て初めて. I had sushi. 寿司を食べました. 日本に来て初めて寿司を食べました. 日本に来て初めて寿司を食べました. Only after reading the book did I understand the meaning of the movie. Read the book is 本を読みます. Te form plus 初めて is 本を読んで初めて. Meaning is 意味. 本を読んで初めてその映画の意味がわかりました。 Only after watching Sailor Moon on TV did I become interested in Japan. On TV is テレビで。 Sailor Moon is セーラームーン. To watch is 見ます. So, te form plus 初めて is 見て初めて. To be interested in something is something に 興味を持ちます. 日本に興味を持ちました. テレビでセーラームーンを見て初めて日本に興味を持ちました. The expression te hajimete can mean that something is the very first occurrence after the action A, even if something similar may have been experienced before. In such case, it is often expressed as te form plus kara hajimete, with a particle kara added. In addition, te hajimete is also used to indicate a necessary condition for what follows to happen. In this usage, kara is usually not added. For example, I came to America for the first time. So in this case, in order to express first time, we will use 初めて. 私は初めてアメリカに来ました. 私は初めてアメリカに来ました. So this 初めて is an adverb. Now how about this one? After coming to America, I went to a restaurant for the first time. In this case, we will use te hajimete, or we can even add kara. Te kara hajimete. Amerika ni kite kara hajimete restoran ni ikimashita. Or Amerika ni kite hajimete restoran ni ikimashita. When we want to describe how difficult, how important, how fun, etc., we take the e adjective and remove the e at the end and replace it with sa. This is similar to adding ness to the end of an adjective in English. For example, happiness, sadness. So, how difficult will be 難しさ。How fun will be 楽しさ。If it's not adjective, you simply need to add さ. Cleanness is きれいさ。Toughness will be 丈夫さ。So for example, it wasn't until I taught Japanese to foreigners that I realized the difficulty of Japanese. Foreigners is 外国人。To teach Japanese is 日本語を教えます。 So, te form plus 初めて will be 教えて初めて。So, in order to change an adjective to a noun, if it's e adjective, we will omit the e and then put together with さ。難しさ、難しさ、difficulty。外国人に日本語を教えて初めて日本語の難しさが分かりました。外国人に日本語を教えて初めて日本語の難しさが分かりました。Only after I was hospitalized did I become aware of the importance of my health. To be hospitalized is 入院します。入院します。So te form plus 初めて is 入院して初めて。Health is 健康。健康。Importance. This is 大切さ。大切さ。入院して初めて健康の大切さが分かりました。入院して初めて健康の大切さが分かりました。I understood how hard it is to earn money only after working a part-time job. To do a part-time job is アルバイトをします。Te form plus 初めて is アルバイトをして初めて。To earn money is お金を稼ぎます。アルバイトをして初めてお金を稼ぐ大変さが分かりました。アルバイトをして初めてお金を稼ぐ大変さが分かりました。Today we learn about te form plus 初めて。This is an expression that says something that you have never done before and that you have learned or noticed for the first time.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。